Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm gonna run about. Take this shit out of here. This is me, myself, and I. This is real deep shit, you know what I'm saying?
R-Truth freestyling before an ICP concert. We're not going to be talking about that at all today, but we will be talking about Rusev getting engaged in real life, why John Cena's leaving next month, the updated 2015 Hell in a Cell card, Blue Pants leaving NXT, but first, a quick preview of the first GFW taping.
The speculation is over. And now, Global Force Wrestling CEO and founder Jeff Jarrett is about to reveal to the world the future of professional wrestling.
Why Global Force Wrestling Amped is different? It's real. You're seeing our real lives. This isn't scripted. Nobody's telling anybody what to say.
Here we are in Las Vegas. When you put on a production like this, when you bring out all the stuff, when you have this kind of excitement and buzz and fanfare, it's very exciting. We got the right talent here. All the right pieces have come together. It's going to be a very special night.
Welcome to the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for the first time on television, this is Global Force Wrestling.
You have a constant struggle. There's such a competitive nature in our business that never has ever played out on the screen. And we're going to document that.
I train 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to hurt people.
GFW means opportunity, as you will hear stories of sacrifice and hardships.
Because every single one of us in the back is ready to fight. Fight for the right to be champion.
To be able to come into GFW and win the women's championship after coming back from having a baby and this new lease on life that I have, I think it would, for me, give me that satisfaction of, like, not that you still got it, but that I've never lost it.
This isn't just another job. These men and women who have lived and breathed professional wrestling for years, some decades, are ready to prove that their time is now.
Everything I'm taking is an educated risk. It's organized madness at its finest. And that's been the beautiful part about this, is I've been able to learn myself personally what my ceiling is.
GFW is a group of very different individuals, all chasing the same destination, but each on a completely different journey that will unfold in front of your very eyes.
Global Force would be a good opportunity for me. It'll be like my redemption.
GFW means four major championships that will each bring a sense of importance, pride, and status with each and every match.
To come to a different company, to come back, to work for Jeff Jarrett is kind of shocking, I think, not only to myself, kind of surreal, but I think generally to everybody else, too.
Welcome to episode 51 of Marking Out in the Morning.
Bro, you just dissed me for the final time, bro. You just showed me disrespect. The only course of action left is to take us to the ring. This coming Monday night, we're gonna duke it out for keepers. And I will climb to the top rope and jump and kick you in the face. I've been training all my wrestling skills, so I will surely win. Doesn't matter if it's submission, elimination, or just different. When I beat you, everyone will know how weak you are. You'll lose your job. I'll take your fans and
marking out in the morning. It is October 12, approximately 9:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 10:15 Eastern, 7:15 Pacific, 4:15 p.m. Sweden, 12:30 a.m. in Adelaide, Australia. Yeah, they have weird half-hour time zones in Australia. This is the kind of things you learn on Marking Out in the Morning. Coming to you live from Audacity Solutions Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. We are the first and only live daily morning call-in pro wrestling news and rumors podcast. I promise you, there's no one else claiming to be one of those. I'm your host, The Audacity, and if it is also approximately 9:15 Central slash all those other time zones I just said earlier, then that means you know you can listen live every morning, Monday through Friday, on Periscope. You can actually watch on Periscope. You can interact on Periscope by throwing out some hearts, by throwing out some comments. And I leave my Periscope within my visual range throughout the entire show. So if you guys have something worth saying, there's a good chance I'll repeat it. Because what else am I going to do? It's a wrestling show in the morning time. You can also listen live every morning on Blog Talk Radio, / Audacity Solutions. And if you don't want to listen live, we'll go over later the other ways to listen to us if you're too lazy to get up on time to listen to it live. If you want to interact, again, you can hop in the Periscope. If you don't know how to find us on Periscope, then you need to find us on Twitter at heelziggler_com. That's our Periscope and our Twitter. You can also call, if you want to be cool, 657-383-1786. That's one way you can listen live, but also how you can talk live. And give your input on the news, rumors, previews, predictions, results, pro wrestling. And really, it's live, so I can't stop you if you want to go off on something not even wrestling related. So, I mean, I can take you out of the downloads later, but live, just like that Janet Jackson nipple slip, there's nothing I can do about it. So that's everything I need to tell you about early on. We're going to jump right in to the news. There's no results to give you, so no spoiler alert soundtrack this morning. I apologize to those of you who love it. I know it is one of the great sound effects in use in wrestling radio today. 100% created by me, because that's the kind of talent you're dealing with this morning. Let's get to the news. In WWE storylines. Lana and Rusev are bitter enemies. They don't get along at all. They used to be lovers, but now they are jaded. They are hooking up with blondes of their own. Lana's not even on TV anymore. So Summer Rae has proposed to Rusev. In real life Lana, real life Rusev, their real life names escape me at the moment. But they are, in fact, engaged. The ring looked rather big. I saw a picture of it. I don't actually know if the ring looked big, but the website that was reporting it said it looked big. I assume they wouldn't lie. It was pretty shiny and diamondy, so I guess that's a pretty good engagement ring. I don't know anything about engagement rings. I don't plan on buying one anytime soon. So anyway, that's the latest on Rusev and Lana, really. I don't know if they will, how long it will be. I'm sure eventually they will acknowledge it on Raw, but it'll be a while because they are all about this TMZ style. Rusev, Summer Rae, Lana, Dolph Ziggler, potentially now John Cena and Nikki Bella because of Total Divas. But as we're going to talk about in a minute, John Cena could be leaving anytime soon. Anytime soon. So that's our John Cena. That's our lead into John Cena. So here's the deal with John Cena is he's leaving next month, but he won't say why. He's not injured. He already took time off for injury, and he's fine. He's not hurt. He's not marrying Nikki Bella, which is one of the primary stories of Total Divas. And Nikki Bella's real life and his John Cena's real life, I would assume, too. But there's no truth to the rumor that he's getting married to Nikki Bella. But after Hell in a Cell and a few shows after that, he's no longer advertised until the day after Christmas. So he's taking all of November, most of December, and a serious chunk of October. Well, I guess just a little bit of October. Because, yeah, so it looks like it's going to be almost exactly 2 months. John Cena's gone. He says when we find out what it is, we're going to realize it was worth it. But let me find his exact quote. I'm reading this at whatculture.com, which does a lot of coverage of wrestling news. It seems to be fairly reliable. Sorry, Periscope, I just dumped you in your face. But anyway, he insisted he is fine. He has told his colleagues that when everyone finds out why he is temporarily leaving, they'll see it is a good. So who knows what that means? Again, he's not injured. He's not getting married. He's obviously not like in the doghouse. I'm curious to see what it is he's taking 2 months off of that he can't talk about until he reveals it. And does that mean he's going to reveal it when he comes back on December 26th? I don't know. Who knows what any of it means, really. So that's the update on John Cena. I think there's going to be a lot of other people who benefit from it. Like the last time Cena was unexpectedly gone, Dean Ambrose got to step up for a minute, and there's a lot of dirt sheets that say he's going to get another chance. They're obviously grooming Roman Reigns, as we saw with the cancer bit last week. And so we'll see what kind of extra rub Roman Reigns gets. Maybe this time he goes over Bray Wyatt at Hell in a Cell and then steps up to feud with Seth Rollins again, since he was kind of screwed out of his Money in the Bank match and Seth Rollins cost him the title at Mania. There's all kinds of issues that Roman Reigns can use to have a feud with Seth Rollins. And as long as he's not taking the title from Rollins, as long as that's not how the reign ends, I don't mind him being a top-tier competitor. As long as he's not taking the title from Seth Rollins. I don't even care if Seth Rollins has to be chicken shit heel about it. That's fine. But enough about Cena. Give me 1 second, folks. All right, sorry for that temporary break. Anyway, next thing we're going to talk about is the 2015 Hell in a Cell updated card, in which John Cena will appear again. It will be one of his last appearances before he takes a couple of months off for whatever reason, which he says we will all be fine with once we realize what it is. Updated 2015 Hell in a Cell card with a few commentary points of my own, whatever. Obviously, a headliner, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. This is the last stop on the Go to Hell tour. It should be the kind of blow off to the long-standing feud. A lot of this jargon I'm taking directly from cagesideseats.com. Anyway, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker in Hell in a Cell. Seth Rollins versus Kane for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And if Kane does not win, well, it says that if Dean Kane loses, corporate Kane will no longer be director of operations. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt in Hell in a Cell. Charlotte versus Nikki Bella for the Divas Championship in Nikki's one-on-one rematch. The New Day versus the Dudley Boys for the Tag Team Championship. Because of all the DQs, the Dudley Boys get another shot. If they're not adding a stipulation to this match, then you got to believe it's going to be yet another dusty finish and another match at TLC with, because I imagine Survivor Series, they somehow get involved in Survivor Series matches so the titles aren't on the line. And then at TLC, finally, they have to put them up in a TLC or at least a tables match, which could be the Dudley's 10th title reign, which would be short. And I feel like they dropped again around Royal Rumble, as I don't see the Dudley Boys holding it going all the way into WrestleMania. Although that's possible, I could see their 10th run being TLC to Mania, where they drop it to whoever's going to be next in line. Kevin Owens versus Ryback for the Intercontinental Championship. Whatever, as long as Kevin Owens is going over, that's probably the best option for Ryback right now. Kevin Owens could really wrestle anybody and it'd be good. He's hilarious when he's in ring and he's talking smack. He's one of the better performers. He can work with anybody of any size. So Ryback, count your blessings. You're not going to get the title back, but at least you're working with someone who can make you watchable. Again, just going back over the card real quick, anything worth mentioning? I don't think Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker is going to be as good as the last time they were in Hell in a Cell, which is why I don't think they bring that match up very often on TV these days. I assume Brock Lesnar will go over and that perhaps he will make another run at the WWE title. It's interesting to think about who Brock Lesnar will face at WrestleMania and how that could impact his match with The Undertaker, who Undertaker will face at Mania, whether they're going to get a clean win here, because Hell in a Cell is supposed to give the illusion that there will be a clean finish, but from literally the very first time we had Hell in a Cell, outside interference was the major part of the finish. So, who knows? This does not necessarily have to be a match that ends the feud by any means. And let's see, anything else talking about Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. Again, with John Cena ducking out for a little bit, Roman Reigns is going to get pushed even higher in the card. So you got to believe he's going to go over Bray Wyatt in Hell in a Cell, which is too bad. Bray Wyatt has taken a lot of crap in his last few feuds. Unless they're going to wait a minute with Roman Reigns, then maybe they give Bray Wyatt a win here, then give Roman Reigns a win at Survivor Series. Or they actually are on opposing Survivor Series teams. And then they have yet another match at TLC, which hopefully TLC puts an end to a lot of feuds. And then they just kind of get a fresh start in January with the Royal Rumble and the Road to WrestleMania. Because they are making some of these feuds last way long. Charlotte versus Nikki Bella. Obviously, Charlotte goes over. Again, talked about everything else. On to our next subject matter. Blue Pants is reportedly leaving NXT. She never really had a long-standing contract with the company or an actual contract. She was an independent contractor, meaning she was not exclusive to WWE. She got a lot of heat in the back because she was making a lot of money by going and doing indies, and she was not required to be in attendance at a lot of the training that a lot of the NXT contracted workers were at. So even though she was over a lot, NXT, she is done there, it sounds like. So we'll see if we ever hear from her again. She was fun to watch. But again, apparently she was taking some heat because her role coming into the company, much like Sting is now, was there simply to put over other people. She was never meant to be a big deal. Then she got called Blue Pants by Enzo. Clearance Rat came on and she took off. So best of wishes to Blue Pants, and you know, I hope things work out well for you, and I think most people hope we see you back in WWE. I'm sure you will get asked that all the time as you now make regular appearances at Comic-Con events and Morning Tim, Comic-Con events and indie wrestling shows. Eva Marie, if you are an Eva Marie fan at all or a hardcore NXT follower who happens to notice these things, Eva Marie was not at or even mentioned on the Takeover show or, as rumor has it, the tapings for this week's show, which has the big TNA star making his debut. But she was in Paris for Total Divas tapings, which show you the priority WWE places on Total Divas and Eva Marie's career as that type of star versus being a legitimate wrestler. But hopefully her training continues. And her and Mandy, a.k.a. Time Enough Amanda, who we supported from the very beginning, I hope she remembers us someday. They should be an interesting duo together, both smoking hot, both former fitness models, both trying to make it in WWE while having a lot of inside haters, I am sure. Again, it'll be interesting to see Eva Marie when she comes back, how she has progressed in the ring. From what I understand, the injury to Carmella didn't sound like it was all that much Eva Marie's fault. It sounds more like it was just kind of a stinger that happens when you just fall awkwardly on accident. So let's hope Eva Marie doesn't get a lot of crap for that one, and let's hope that she comes back even better and, you know, exceeding expectations. And pardon me one second. I was a little ahead of schedule. I'm going to edit this part out later. Trying to keep my show down to 30 minutes. I'm a little ahead of schedule. Really hungry. Really thirsty. I might actually turn on a little music for the podcast. Give me one second to do that. You lucky dogs on the podcast. We'll do the Aurora Borealis in the background. That one's all mellow and not too disrupting of my commentary. Turn it down a little bit. There we go, Aurora Borealis. Thank you. All right. So, ROH viewership is up this most recent episode. As reported by ProWrestling.net, last Wednesday's Ring of Honor television show drew 175,000 total viewers, according to ShowBuzzDaily.com. I am reading word for word, by the way. That was up from the week prior at 127,000 total viewers. So apparently this was a stadium show, and based on the commentary, it sounds like it was outdoors, perhaps. So, yeah, because Kazuchika Okada versus Roderick Strong in the main event. I don't have a service where I can easily access Destination America, so I don't have ROH. We'll see how those TV deals come together in the future. ROH is a company who, you know, you can't, as a wrestling fan, not hope they do well. But that's that. And also, real quick, we're going to just kind of real quick these. If you happen to have Hulu Plus, you can watch ESPN's 30 and 30 about the Von Erichs. Which they're 30 on 30 on, or maybe it was ESPN 24. It was ESPN did a great one on NXT. I can't imagine the Von Erichs one would not be good. 30 and 30 is a really good series. Check that out if you have Hulu Plus. I'm going to check it out later today, actually. WWE will be at Comic-Con recording for Corey Graves' Culture Shock show. So if you happen to be in New York City for that, look out. If you like that, check it out on the network. Tough Enough Season 6, if you care, the one that just aired, will be added to the WWE Network. No word yet on season 7 or anything that may happen with that, but you got to believe that if Vince wants it, it'll just show up on the network instead of on E Network. And if you're big into Twitter gossipy stuff, Mark Henry is on Twitter asking Lita why Bayley is not on the main roster. Punk defends his positions on wrestling with some fan that's getting a little bit of attention. And Ryback and Kevin Owens have kind of a cute little Twitter battle going. So if you care about any of those people, check it out on Twitter. We're going to go through the WWE.com 5-point preview for tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. And I did notice that they posted this on October 9th. So I feel like a lot of things in their planning could change between then. I don't know if they made any edits since then. Yeah, so that's interesting. Point one happens to be about my favorite part of the show right now, the New Day. Is this the dawning of a new day? They make mention of the fact that the last time on Raw we saw the New Day standing tall with Dolph Ziggler, John Cena, and the Dudleys all laid out. So the question just is this the dawning of a new day? And I think for a minute the New Day are going to dominate. I think at Hell in a Cell they will leave with their titles. I think it will take probably until TLC for them to lose the titles. And then I think at WrestleMania they will have a big match and probably win it back if they lose it between now and then. That's my answer to that point on Raw. A hell of an ultimatum is point number two. The question they ask, can the architect land a shot of his own as Hell in a Cell draws near? They mentioned the make or break clause. Oh, man, sorry. I'm about to sneeze, it feels like. Sorry, guys. They mentioned if Kane loses, he's no longer the director of operations. So either that means Kane's going back to full-time wrestling, or he wins but doesn't win the title, and he hangs it on this that he didn't lose, and then he's just on thin ice with Stephanie or whatever. Rollins, sure, maybe he does something tonight. Who cares? Whatever. It'll be good. They're really entertaining. It doesn't matter who gets the one-up tonight. You know, whatever. Seth Rollins, I can't imagine, drops the title to Kane. So, but it's entertaining right now, and it makes for another good name to put on the list of future Hall of Famers, former world champions that he has victories over. It'll be a good stat someday. Point number three, the big comeback. The reigning Andre the Giant Memorial Battle winner, The Big Show, has some steam to regain after getting dominated like a little bitch by Ryback recently. So who's going to be staring down his hubcap-sized fist come Monday? So I don't know why they're building him back up. No one cares. He's fine to just fade away for a little bit. No one is going to miss The Big Show. So who cares who gets in his way tonight? Whatever. I don't care. Summer Rae officially asked the Bulgarian bride. He says, no ring on your finger. You must not linger. Whatever that means. Basically, Rusev wants to win a title. Will she find a way to insert herself into Rusev's matches going forward to expedite the process? Obviously referring to Summer Rae. Sure, yeah, whatever. I hope it's Rusev. I wish he would get involved in the IC title match. There is no U.S. title match, but I don't want just to see Rusev versus Cena. So maybe they put up some kind of fatal four-way at Hell in a Cell. Maybe they put on Triple Threat. But yeah, there's a lot of good things they could do. So I wouldn't be opposed to a fatal four-way in the Cell. John Cena, Rusev, Dolph Ziggler, whoever else you want to throw in there. Let's see what's next. Point five, beware of the boss. So it looks like Sasha Banks is going to make an impact on the Divas division tonight, even though she's not in the title match. See her getting involved at the pay-per-view, quite possibly. That's point five. I'm excited for Raw. I don't know if excited is the right word, but I look forward to watching Raw. Raw is by far WWE's strongest show, unless you want to argue that it is actually NXT. That's all for Marking Out in the Morning. If you don't know all the ways you can listen to us, in case you're listening to us in what is not the most convenient way, don't forget you can listen to us live or stream later on Blog Talk Radio. So if you have an account there, subscribe. You can catch the show on iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can catch a show on Stitcher. Subscribe there. You can watch it shortly after on YouTube. So subscribe there. You can watch live every morning on Periscope. Follow us at HeelZiggler_com. Get all updates for all of those things by following us on Twitter at HeelZiggler_com. Once we get a Tinder account, I will let you know how you can swipe right on us. That is it, really. Tomorrow, we are scheduled to have Kaz from Post-Match Podcast. We'll see if we can get Hallmark to come on, our Swedish friend. He has been busy several weeks in a row. That's the parenting life. I get it. Not because I'm a parent, but I know lots of parents, and they always busy. So that's it. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Going to play the closing theme. Have a good one.
Marking Out in the Morning is proud to be recorded in Des Moines, Iowa at Audacity Solutions Studios. You can check us out at HeelZiggler.com. Follow us on Twitter at HeelZiggler_com. The song you hear at the beginning of the show was recorded in Des Moines, Iowa by my friend Campbell D'Souza. with recording studios of Phil Young. If you'd like to also hear the song Part Sec by the artist Arno Puros, which I downloaded for free at noisetrade.com, the album Timelines, and got permission from Arno Puros on Twitter for that. I also downloaded the song you're hearing right now at noisetrade.com. It is by a band called Ampersand. The song is called Aurora Borealis. It's on their album Triumph Triumph. Available for free at noisetrade.com. I haven't gotten permission for this yet, but I hope to do so in the future. I tweet them about it, so we'll see what happens. You may also hear a more aggressive song that would be Ready Set Fire by a website called incompetech.com, where you can download stuff like that too for your own good, royalty free. Parking Out in the Morning is here every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can subscribe to our podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. Just search for Audacity Solutions Podcast. And of course, you can listen live every day or listen to the entire archive at blogtalkradio.com/AudacitySolutions.